It is the pre-match warm-up on the Anfield. Rafferty and Ryan, Ian Sam and Mike Kearney, Beth Lind up as well, to take you through Bournemouth at home at Anfield this weekend. But we will bask in the glory a little bit of AC Milan. And we will get a caller, hopefully later on, a chubby James Roach. Beth, last night was very different to what went previously. Liverpool absolutely bounced back and then some.
Yeah, they did. It was the perfect response, really, wasn't it? That first 5-10 minutes aside, when you do start to fear a little bit that Liverpool could be at the start of a downward spiral and could revert back to how they were toward the end of last season. I thought Liverpool were excellent, totally dominated the game. I think they just edged the possession, but in terms of shots, I think they had more than 20 shots, 11 on target. And just the way that they played, the calm that they exuded from, you know, from going behind, they didn't panic once. Probably could and should have had a couple of more goals. Mo Salah, obviously, incredibly unlucky to hit the underside of the bar twice. But just a really, really accomplished European away performance. I think, you know, we did the under the lights ahead of the game earlier in the week, and I think the most anyone predicted was 2-1 Liverpool. I think we were all expecting maybe a slightly tougher game than it ended up being. So yeah, credit to the head coach and to the players, because it was the perfect response to Saturday.
I wasn't quite sure of their level going into the game this season. I think they drew a couple. They'd lost one, they'd won one. I think it's fair to say they're maybe not the AC Milan of old, but that said, they are still AC Milan. It is still going to the San Siro and having to do a job. Liverpool absolutely do that job. It was a really, really strong performance.
Yeah, I wasn't sure of the level going into the game at all, and I think I'm actually less sure of their level now. I know there's talk of the manager being sacked basically sort of any day, but it doesn't matter, because they still have players who could hurt you. And we know how good Pulisic can be against us, and we saw it again last night. And we know how good Rafael Leao can be. They can be trouble, and I was worried about the game. I was worried after Saturday. I was worried it was too close to Saturday. I was worried we hadn't had time to make any changes. And when the first goal went in, I was concerned. More the heads were going to fall off all over Twitter, and it was going to become absolutely unbearable. You know, the internet was going to be unbearable. So the way we responded to that, and, you know, my response to Tsimikas' involvement in the goal, and one thing he did later made me question whether he was a footballer again or not. But our response as a team to that, and to the lad himself as well, was, I thought we were impeccable.